Anti-voter fraud group finds suspicious link between Nevada state website and intelligence-linked Pakistani company. By Christina Wong on December 5, 2020. An anti-voter fraud organization has alerted state and federal government authorities after it found a suspicious link between a Nevada state government website and a Pakistani company that is allegedly linked to Pakistani intelligence services, Breitbart News has learned. The organization, True the Vote, alerted state and federal authorities after it requested a Nevada voter registration list through the Nevada Secretary of State's website and received an email back with a downloadable voter file. That email arrived with an employee of Pakistani company Kavtech carbon copied. True the Vote President Catherine Engelbrecht wrote Thursday in a letter to the Assistant Attorney General for National Security John C. Demers, obtained exclusively by Breitbart News, that when the email arrived, "I was shocked to see the inclusion of another email address in the CC line. The address was wakas@kavtech.net. Wakasbutt is the CEO of Kavtech Solutions Limited. Kavtech is a Pakistani-owned company located in Lahore, Punjab, Pakistan, with ties to Pakistani intelligence, military, and the interior," she wrote. Election researchers aware of the situation said the inclusion of the email could be anything from an accident by a contractor who worked on the Nevada Secretary of State's website to an indication of an unauthorized intrusion into the back end of the state government website system by a company allegedly linked to Pakistan's Inter Services Intelligence, ISI. Such an intrusion could be problematic if downloading the voter registration list also worked as a phishing attack, where hackers could gain entry into the servers of those requesting the lists, or if hackers had access to state government email communications. The fact that this company was seized on an email containing access to the Nevada voter registration database appears to be evidence of a breach within the Nevada Secretary of State's email system, Engelbrecht wrote to Demers. She added, "Obviously, the problems that such a breach may evidence include access to at least the voter registration information of Nevada residents. At worst, it could reveal a breach that gives a foreign power access to not only the state of Nevada's systems, but also to the email systems of anyone whom the state communicates with via email." Engelbrecht also included in her letter to Demers a copy of the email True the Vote received from the Nevada Secretary of State's office with the link to the downloadable voter registration list with wakas@kavtech.net seized. 20201206_161719 by Christina Wong on Scribd. The Nevada Secretary of State email explicitly states that the information must only be used for the purposes authorized by local, state and/or federal laws and regulations. By submitting the request for a list of registered voters, all users acknowledge that any improper use of the information compiled in the statewide voter registration database may constitute a felony pursuant to NRS 239.330, it said. Engelbrecht said in an interview with Breitbart News on Friday about the Pakistani company, "Why would they be getting this information? Why would they show up on a CC line? There's no good way to look at that that should make anyone feel confident in the security of this process. Further, all we can speak to is our experience. Who knows where else that is showing up and what else they're tracking? If it's embedded in a form like that, they could be doing that for any number of things," she added. The implication here that a foreign national company with known ties to the intelligence community in Pakistan, there's no way to overlook that. It's inexplicable and it should be investigated. The security breach flies in the face of election security officials who claim that the elections were the most secure in history. While we know there are many unfounded claims and opportunities for misinformation about the process of our elections, we can assure you we have the utmost confidence in the security and integrity of our elections. And you should too, a Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, executive committee said in a statement on November 12. When you have questions, turn to elections officials as trusted voices as they administer elections, it said. Breitbart News sent requests for comment to the Arizona Secretary of State and the Justice Department but has not yet received a response. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.